And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. There are lots of activities for kids across Acadiana, a number of camps being offered in the sciences and the arts. The Acadiana Park Nature Station in Lafayette is offering once again their Junior Young Naturalist Club. It's for kids ages 7 through 9. They learn plant and animal identification, nature observation, ecosystems in Louisiana, and a lot more. Requires a 4-month commitment. There will be a 2-hour meeting on the third Saturday of each month, starting in August and running through November. Class size is limited. If you're interested in signing your child up, again between the ages of 7 and 9, you can call the Acadiana Park Nature Station at 291-8448. The Children's Theater Company of Lake Charles begins its 2013 summer theater workshops with Wild Things for children ages 5 through 8. It introduces children to theater through the use of creative drama, theater games, creative movement, stage makeup, and much more. It's held July 8th through the 10th. The afternoon workshop session is called Acting for the Camera, and that's for children ages 8 through 18. For more information, their website is children's theater.cc, or you can call the theater in Lake Charles at 337-433-7323, the Children's Theater Company of Lake Charles. Vermilionville in Lafayette offers cultural immersion summer camps for children. The final of the four will be offered as a French immersion program. For more information or to register, you can contact Vermilionville. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has camps for children ages 6 through 18 throughout the summer. More on their website or by calling them. Activities and exhibits at the Lafayette Science Museum will take place throughout the summer. Their website is lafayettesciencemuseum.org. And Louisiana Folk Roots offering the Cajun and Creole Summer Camp for Kids. You can call them to see if they're still spaces available for that camp that runs June 24th through the 28th. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra has camps as well. Their website is acadianasymphony.org. Cité des Arts has quite a number of camps, including Keys to the World of Puppetry. There are also puppetry classes for kids and adults. For more information, you can contact Cité des Arts or stop by their website. Their number is 291-1122, and the website is citedesart.org. Another one of their camps is called Making Dances, and Jim Phillips is offering They're Gonna Put You in the Movies summer camps. Again, more information on all of those at Cité. The Children's Museum of Acadiana offers quite a number of camps for children as well as their usual activities. The Children's Museum, you can call or stop by their website, which is cmalaf.org. The John Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve has camps for kids as well throughout the summer, children of different ages. The Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus has opened new exhibits for the summer, including The New Art of the Loom, International Contemporary Tapestries. There's also an exhibit of folk art from their permanent collection. And the Gumbo exhibit, which is a collection of works that people from the community have chosen from the permanent collection and written about, and those are on display. That's all at the Hilliard. For more information, you can go to their website, which is museum.louisiana.edu or hilliardmuseum.org. The Veterans Upward Bound Program here on the UL Lafayette campus is offering free courses, non-credit courses, for veterans who have served for 6 months or more. For information, you can call them or go to their website. That's the Veterans Upward Bound Program here at UL Lafayette. The classes begin this week, but there's a rolling enrollment, so you can join at any time. An education series for those who care for people with Alzheimer's. There is one this evening, June 12th, that's tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. It will feature speakers Janine DeCluitt and Ty Hargroder, and they'll be giving perspectives on the stages of Alzheimer's disease, and that will be taking place at the Petroleum Club of Lafayette. The program is free and open to the public, and walk-ins are welcome. That's tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. If you are a caregiver for someone with Alzheimer's, you're invited to attend 6 o'clock at the Petroleum Club of Lafayette tonight. There will be a second part on June 26th, and we'll be interviewing Janine DeCluitt about that part later on. Opening on Thursday at Cité des Arts, Death Trap by Ira Levin. The play is directed by Cooper Helm and includes actors Bruce Cohn, Hope Garrett-Cook, Lauren Green-White, and Jack Sorensen. The play will run June 13th through the 30th, Thursdays through Sundays, at Cité des Arts. For ticket information, calling or going to their website. Again, it will open this Thursday, the 13th, Death Trap by Ira Levin. The Riveters Theater Troupe presents The Blonde, The Brunette, and The Vengeful Redhead. It is a one-woman play directed by Katie Slattery and starring Sarah Gauthier. That will be at Theater 810, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30, and there will be a matinee on Saturday, the 15th. For more information or tickets, you can contact Theater 810. Call them or go to the Eventbrite site. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Acadiana is having their third annual Bacchanalian benefit. It is a wine tasting fundraiser that will benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters. For ticket information, you can contact them by calling 269-0454 or go to their website. And this Saturday, Vermilionville continues its series called Seed to Skillet. Greg Guidros will be walking you through the process of how to care for your vegetables and how to make fig preserve. Of salsa and corn mokshu. To sign up for the program, you can call Vermilionville. It will be this Saturday, beginning at 11 in the morning. There will be other programs in the series this fall and winter. Voices in Summer will present writers J. Bruce Fuller and Elizabeth Burke reading this Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. in downtown Lafayette at Carpe Diem. The Eunice Players will open Always Patsy Cline, a musical starring Angie McBride and Cindy Matea. That will be at the Eunice Players Theater in Eunice, opening this Saturday, June 15th. You can stop by their website for more information. For a listing of programs on KRVS, stop by our website, krvs.org. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we join Jazz Inspired. At 8, it's Music of Yesteryears with Mr. Bob Gushereau and Lee Kleinpeter's Big Band Swings at 9. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.